This is WBAA. I'm Kristen Malavenda. There are 9 Republican candidates on the May 8th primary ballot vying for 3 at-large seats on the Tippecanoe County Council. Kevin Underwood and John Basham are incumbents, but the rest are relative political newcomers. All 9 candidates see maintaining a balanced budget as one of the biggest challenges facing the county. Basham says he's proud of the effort the council has made to curb spending while remaining a good steward of the taxpayers' money.
We all need to stay close to this, keep our ear to the ground. We still need to do the services for the community. There's some things that we're mandated to take care of in the community, and we're still going to continue to do that. I think the challenges are still there as far as balancing the budget, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Underwood adds Tippecanoe is one of only 4 Indiana counties that has managed to keep tax rates at or lower than they were 4 years ago while still adding services.
We've added the juvenile intake center here just about 3 years ago, and that has actually helped us in terms of being able to process those youth as they come in and are brought in by police with trouble of some sort, and been able to turn that time around that they're actually in front of a judge and actually facing some sort of consequences a little, much quicker than it had been in the past.
John Sexton has lived in Lafayette off and on for 26 years. He thinks overall the council has done a good job, but says some potentially costly situations have been narrowly avoided.
Number one, the juvenile justice center. They had the money to build and to buy the land, but they did not have the money, the $2 million a year, to maintain and operate it. By a fluke of one vote, it was not passed, thank goodness. I'm not against it. However, I don't think we need to have such a large detention center for the youth.
Sexton says his background as an entrepreneur would help the county continue to attract businesses.
We are fortunate to have the manufacturing that we do have, SIA, Caterpillar, Alcoa, which has helped stabilize our economy here in Lafayette. So the biggest thing to do is to keep that revenue coming and keep a balanced budget, which they did pass a balanced budget in 2012, which I applaud them for that.
Gary Schroeder agrees the biggest issue for any community long term is jobs. The Tippecanoe County native favors offering tax abatements to recruit new companies or help existing ones expand.
I think that you have to get into that game because other communities are. I know some people are against that, but I think long-term it's proven that it's very effective with SIA and other large businesses that they brought this community.
Schroeder thinks his experience in various areas of business and industry make him an ideal candidate.
Real estate development, real estate management. I've been on the Area Plan Commission for 9 years, working with the Ordinance Committee, the Executive Committee, the Area Board of Zoning Appeals, and I think just my experience of long-term planning, looking long-term for the community, I think will be an asset.
Brian Metzger says his 3 decades of experience in county government distinguishes him from the other challengers. The Purdue grad worked for the university's Extension Service and was the county Extension Director and Tippecanoe Fairgrounds Department Head prior to taking an early retirement.
I've attended most of the county council meetings over the years and definitely all of the budget hearings for the last 10 or 15 years. So I think I pretty well know the way the system works. And I think being able to add the viewpoint of a department head is something that's not on the council at this time.
Metzger says a balanced budget is a priority, but is hoping money can be found for some areas he feels have been neglected during these tough economic times.
Maintaining county facilities, whether it's the courthouse and the county building, onto the parks and the villa and the fairgrounds and all of those things that are facilities that need some maintenance once in a while, and we haven't always been able to do that.
Shane Wiest is the youngest candidate on the ballot, but the Lafayette native says he has plenty of experience to bring to the job of county councilor.
I feel like I'm not somebody that's jumped into this race just to have a seat on a county council. I feel like I've put my time in. I've worked for a lot of candidates the last few years. I'm currently Mike Pence's county coordinator for governor. I've worked for John Dennis, Randy Truitt. So, I mean, I've made myself educated enough to be able to fill this seat.
Wiest says his business background as manager of Coyote Crossing Golf Course and Battleground Golf Club has taught him how to manage people and budgets. He says fiscal responsibility should be at the heart of all the council's decisions.
Honestly, I think the current council is doing a great job. I don't have a lot of issues with the decisions they're making. I do feel like we do need to take a look at the health insurance issue for council members, because obviously that's a big expense each year.
Basham, who is seeking a second term, says his record is one of fiscal responsibility. He says as a member of the Tippecanoe County Emergency Management Agency Board, he helped come up with a solution to store multi-million dollar equipment in a new cattle barn at the fairgrounds instead of spending $700,000 to purchase a building.
We got $200,000 from EDIT, Economic Development Income Tax. We also got $50,000 from the Cattlemen's Association and $25,000 from Farm Bureau, and we made that a win-win. So 50 weeks out of the year, the $5 million that we got for grant for the equipment sets in that building.
Underwood also touts his record of being proactive and saving the county money. He believes that has earned him a third term on the council.
I think a lot of that comes with the fact that I am a farmer, because we never know for sure what the weather is going to do to us, what the market's going to do to us. And so it's a lot like handling kind of this big picture of the county budget, and the fact that you're a lot of times you're dealing with unexpected things coming up on you.
Bob Wallenberg, Michelle Blas, and James Clark are also on the primary ballot for at-large seats. They did not respond to multiple requests for an interview. Of the nine candidates, the top three vote-getters will move on to the general election in November. Kristen Malavenda, WBAA News.